Act 2. Suds, Spuds, and Duds. Scene 1. A month later, at school. Narrator. Ms. Steinberg calls a special meeting of the orchestra. Patty. No offense, Tim, but Ms. Steinberg's probably going to ask me to take over as clarinet first chair. Dylan. Let's face it, the clarinet section isn't pulling its weight in the orchestra this year. Tim, old buddy, Patty's half right. Ms. Steinberg's going to make a change, but she's going to make me first chair. Ada. You two are unbelievable. Being first chair means you're the strongest player in your group, and that's Tim. Tim. I don't want to make any trouble. I just want to play the music. Maybe Ms. Steinberg should make Dylan or Patty first chair. Narrator. Ms. Steinberg enters the room in time to overhear the last part of the conversation. Ms. Steinberg. Hi, everyone. I won't keep you in suspense. We've been invited to play for the 4th of July celebration at the White House in Washington, D.C. Everyone cheers. Ms. Steinberg. I know it's exciting news, but there's a catch. No one is sponsoring our trip. We're going to have to raise all the money for the trip ourselves. I want everyone to think about what kind of fundraising activities we can hold. Each section will raise funds. Okay, start brainstorming, except for Dylan and Patty. I want to talk to you over here, please. Dylan and Patty, whispering in unison to Ada. What did I tell you? Narrator. Ms. Steinberg leads Dylan and Patty to the far corner of the room. Dylan. It would be an honor to take over as first chair. Ms. Steinberg. Tim is first chair. That's not going to change. What has to change, however, is your attitude. Patty. I know. Dylan has a terrible attitude, doesn't he? Ms. Steinberg. I'm talking about both of you. An orchestra has to work together. Everyone has to play together and not compete against each other. If you can't work together to help the orchestra, I'm afraid that none of us will be able to go on the trip.